Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our amazing series on the topic of Talmudic methodology, basing ourselves on the Sefer HaNifla, Amidas L'Cheker HaHalacha, the three-volume set of Moreno HaRav Moshe Victor Amiel, Zichrono Livracha. And we are in Siba Arichta, which is the fourth Mida, the first volume. And Osiyot Gimel, at the beginning of this perek, he writes, "Siba richta lefamim yesh rak siba achat letotzot hadavar, aval he siba richta." Sometimes there's only one reason for a certain outcome, but it's a long reason. V'damos nafel asafek min asafek shel shtei sibot. So if you have two sibas, you have the shaila, which is the ikar siba, which is the hechsher siba. So here also, when you have one siba for a totsah, but it's a siba arichta, it's a long siba, long reason. So the question is the whole maisa a siba mitchilato ve'at sofo? Is that a siba goremes? O shirak sof hama'asehu siba ba'ad. Va'ad sof urak hechsher siba. In other words, is the whole Maisa the Siba Goremes, or is only the Sof Maisa, the end of the Maisa, is that the Siba Goremes, and everything until that is just a Hechsher Mitzvah? And even this Tzad, Efshar Ladunoto B'Shnei Ofanim, as is, we're working here with the Haris, Kipashtut Divrei HaGaon, המחבר שההתחלה היא רק הכשר לסיבה והוא כמו הכשר מצווה שפשוט שאינו חלק מהמצווה ואף כאן אין התחלה להכשר למצווה או עבירה או חלות הנעשית לבסוף. So on one end you can say it's like a הכשר, it's like a הכשר מצווה, so it's a הכשר סיבה for the חלות that's going to happen at the end, or you can say שאינו ממש כהכשר מצווה ואומנם כל חלק וחלק הוא הפועל את החלות לבסוף, אלא שמכיוון שאין משמעות לפעולה הציומה, ממילא שהגדרת שם הפעולה נקבעת לבסוף. So, כתה יצא ממש ההכשר מצווה, and each חלק is פועל לחלוס at the end, but since there's no meaning to this mice until the end, so everything until the end is viewed as a הכשר. It's not mamash hechsher. You can say it's mamash hechsher, like hechsher mitzvah. We could say no. It's all part of the mitzvah. It's all part of the chalos. But since there's no meaning until the end, so we view everything until then, until as a hechsher. And then each dugma of Rabbeinu, you could discuss what the nature is. Is it a the first way or the second way? Is it kapashtus that's mamish like a hechsher, or no? It's not really a hechsher. It's part of the chalos, just since it has no meaning until the end. We view it as being merely a hechsher. But really, each chelik is part of the chalos shebesof, lebesof. The dugma machloket shel tanaim v'amoraim. Everybody agrees. The machlokes, if there's shchita mitchila v'atzof, if shchita is from beginning to end, or shchita is only at the end, everybody agrees that you need the whole shchita should be by hechsher. So if one siman is shechted by a goy and one by a Jew, everybody agrees it's a treifa because of the goy. Ki pligi echad shachat siman echad b'chutz v'siman echad b'fnim. The medesvira le yeshna l'shchita mitkala b'atzof mechayev. Uleman desvira le neshchal b'atzof lo mechayev. So the argument is Chulin Chavtes Amid Beis, where he shechted one siman inside the Beis Hamikdash, one siman outside the Beis Hamikdash. One who holds Yeshet Chilim Chilavat Sof, so he's Chayv Mishbishbe. So Shechat Siman Echad Bachutz, and then the second siman he shechted inside. So the man, the one who holds that the man is of the Amar Yeshna Shechita Mitchilavat Sof Mechayev, he's Chayv Mishim Shechitas Kachet Bachutz. Because he did part of the shechita outside. Ulaman de'amar einah l'shechita le'basof lo mechayev. Lama she'ein nekret shechita ela b'sofa. V'sofa haya b'fnim. Shehadvarim barur milelo. Shebazein machloket. Sheshem ma'aseh shechita u'mitchila v'ad sofa. Everybody agrees. The shem ma'aseh shechita is from beginning to end. And the only question is, and therefore the whole thing has to be behechsher. And therefore, v'hilkach b'shchitat nochri, she'achisaron u'beitzem echsher ha'shchita, shchitas nochri, ela she'kol ha'machlokot b'siba, yi kula b'b'chinat siba chiyuvit, o rak ha'sof, v'ad ha'sof hu rak echsher siba. Machlokes is in the Siba. If it's all a Siba Chiyuvis, or only the end. And until the end, it's a Hechsher Siba. And therefore, B'Shechitat Nochri, Shechisaron Be'etzem Hechsher, Shechita Medina, Be'etzem Hechsher of the Shechita, as everybody agrees, Kol Yam Odim De'Psula. Aval Shechitat Nochri, Kvar, אבל שחיטת חוץ כבר איננה חיסרון בעצם השחיטה. שחיטת חוץ איננה חיסרון על עצם השחיטה. יולי לשחק את הצד בעצם מקדש. זה פסול לקרבן. זה חיסרון צדדי. אז זהו פסול הפוסל בחלות השחיטה. ומאיננו אופל הספק, כל שחיים תחילתה והצופה, היא סיבה לחלות. או שעד הסוף הוא רק הכשר לסיבת החלות. So this is a פסול that passels the חלוי שחיטה. So the question is, what makes the חלוי שחיטה? If you say the chaloi shchita is the entire thing, then it's shchita chutz. And if you say chaloi shchita is only at the end, then it's not shchita chutz, because then you shechted inside. So, yesh laharich baze me'od, but now we're going to go back to where we started. That was in Os Aleph. Now we're going to Os Yud Gimel, that there's a Siba Richta Bezman. So in other words, if you have a long Zman, in other words, it's one, it's not one long Mice, it's one long Zman. So what's the, is the all part of the Chalos or only the end? V'anam utzim d'yesh avdel bein Zman sheba rak v'samen et ha'im matai shel ha'peula, ve'eze meshach Zman hitzricha lehasot, uvein Zman shehi ba'atzmo Misabev et apol yotze. Sometimes the Zman is coming to tell us when the Pu'ula has to be done. And there's a Zman that in itself brings the pol yotze. In the first way, if the time is just telling you when it's done, that the whole time is not of Siba. But if the Zman is misabe v'sapol yotze, the Zman brings the outcome, then the whole Zman mitchilas avad sofa is a Siba. And if part of the time can't be a Siba goremet, it's a ma'ake for the chalois ha'toitzos. In other words, if the time is to tell you when it's done, so then the whole time isn't necessarily a Siba. But if the time brings the outcome, then the whole time is going to be a Siba. And if part of the time can't be a Siba Goremes, then that is Ma'akev, the Chalos HaTotzos, the outcome that prevents the outcome, impedes the outcome. And we'll see how this works in a Sugya and Shas. ובזה ישבתי את הקושיה שמקשים על האגודה. Famous, famous, אגודה. זה פסקין, שאדם שנדר לעשות דבר בתוך למד יום וביום הדמי של המזין ננס, a person made a neder to do something within 30 days, and then, on the last day, he had an oynes. Lo mikriyon, it's not called oynes. That's called oynes biyom achor. A good old zionos ben achor is not an oynes. Evi raya ze meidam winan le batei arei choma, and he brings a raya from batei arei choma. Rishon, ayin itman yom achor, and shal yabir chodesh, kdei shi abayit chalut lo. Right, a person who sells the house and he has to redeem within 12 months, the seller would, but they were home and the seller would hide, so he'd be able to keep the house. וצריך לתקן בזה את הקנטה דרבנו, משמי שהבדל דבי את הקנטה לא נחשב אונס. So the Moruch would hide, so then he'll make a takana, what was the takana that he could pay against his will. שיהיה מיטיל מאותיו ללשכת הקודש שבעזרה. He put his mind לשכת הקודש and שלמה יסרה. So the this way he'd be able to redeem the house. So Hillel had to make this takana. As umashma lahedya, shebelit takanta lo nechshav ones. So the mashmos is that without a takana, it wouldn't be called an ones. Kevan dehayanus rak biyom de mishlam zimnei. Since the onus is on the last day. What are you waiting till the last day for? That's not an onus. It's not considered an onus. He was only onus on the last day. That's why Hillel had to make a takana de rabbanan. ומקשה הקצות, אז המגמרה מפורשת, ברש כתובות. גמרה בן זריה, that ain't on its begin, there's no time, it's on its begin. מיד לסנן, אם לא בסם, מכאן ביד בית חיידש, מייסור רש בית חיידש, אינו יגעת. So he says, if I don't come within 12 months, and he dies within 12 months, not a get. מייסטר אין הגט, אוכל הרי זה גט. So if he dies, not a get. But if he gets sick, then it's a valid get. So what can you prove from here? From here, the Gemara wants to prove, ain't onus begitten. Onus isn't a valid taina. Because he says it's a get, even within onus. Can be say taina sinus. Because hachala, if he says if he gets sick, it's a get. Even though he's onus. You see, there's no taina sinus begitten. But the shitata aguda, for the ktsois, the shitata aguda, according to the shitata aguda, my raya, what's the raya? Dilma chala hare ze get. Maybe really chala. You know why it's a get? Because he could have come before Chala. Ulahachitani met eno get isham af bishayachol lavo kodim shemet eno get. Mishum dein get lachal mita. So meis eno get because ain't get lachal misa. You can't say it's a get. Chala is a get because not a valid oynes because he could have come before Chala. So if you hold that... Onus be a machron, it's not an onus. Then this is not a case, chol is not a case of onus. Not a raya ain't onus begidden, it's not a case of onus. Could have come earlier. The Gemara says it is a case of onus. So you see that an onus at the end is considered an onus. Aval bemet, havdel bolet v'nikal. However, the difference is very recognizable and clear. אחרי ההנחה, בכל גדר הגדר, the honest, רחמנה פטרי, הוא רק בשלילה ולא בחיוב. You have to make the assumption that the whole gather of honest, רחמנה פטרי, is בשלילה and it's not בחיוב. It's negative, and not positive. What does that mean? Klomar, shekol maaseh o im maaseh shebal yedei ones eino mevi l'shum totzaot v'yishe'er ha-matzav kemo shehaya b'li ha-ma'aseh o'i ha-ma'aseh. That any ma'isa or lack of ma'isa that comes through ones doesn't bring any results, and the matzav will remain as it was without the ma'isa or lack of ma'isa. Because ones rachamana patre is a musig in shlila, a negative concept, not a positive concept. So any act or lack of act that would come, that comes about through ones, doesn't bring totsa'ot. It doesn't bring any outcomes. Oynes doesn't bring outcomes. And the matzav relates as it was without the ma'isa or lack of ma'isa. It remains as it was before. Avli afshar sha'ones yichadesh totsa'ot is totsa'ot chadashot. But an oynes can be mechadish nu totsa'is. Sha'rei klal hayadua onsa keman d'lo avid amrinan. Unsa keman d'avid lo amrinan. Yerushalmi gittin perek zayin alachavav. Kedushin perakim alacha beis. That oines, we say it's like you didn't do it. In other words, if somebody does a maisa out of oines, we can say it's as if he didn't do it. But oines commanda, onsa commanda avid, to say that an oines is like he did it. In other words, sheavid totsaot chiyuviot, it should bring positive outcomes, positive results. Lo amrinan, ze lo amrin. Umimela. באומר הרי זה גיתך, אם לא באתי מכאן ועד י' ב' חודש, הנה כל הזמן הזה, מתחילתו ועד סופו, משמש בתור סיבה של קיום התנאי. When a person says, this is your get, if I don't come from now until 12 months, this entire time, from beginning to end, is a siba for the קיום התנאי. כלומר, דשלילת ביאתו בכל משך של י' ב' חודש זו, היא הסיבה הצנאית לקיום המעשה של הגט. His not coming throughout the entire 12 months is the contingent reason for the fulfillment of the mice of this get. If he doesn't come 12 months, then this get is a valid get. That's the Tanai. And when he dies or gets sick in the middle, from this time, from the time of the sickness or the death, we now negate all the results that have to come from his not coming. And automatically, we lack the reason for the fulfillment of the Tanai, which is 12 full months. From the time he gets sick, in other words, the entire tkufa is a siba, all 12 months. The moment there's an ones, so we don't have the siba, that's makayim the tanai. So there can't be any totsa'ot from his not coming, because ones doesn't bring totsa'ot. And memela, there's going to be no get. Ukemo be'omer, al menat shetitni li 200 zuz. A man says to a woman, on condition that you give me 200 zuz, and she gives him less than 200 zuz. The tanai wasn't miskayim. So to hear, the kiyum atanai is 12 months, and it has to be 12 full months. Ma she'en came in the din of the aguda. When a person makes a neder to do something within 12 months, and he dies in the middle, there, the time is just coming to limit the when of the ma'isa. When do I have to do it? Within 12 months. Or within 30 days. And then he had an onus at the end. That was the din of the aguda. That if a person that's not considered an ones. Why? Because shama zman urak, there the time isn't a goyrim. It's not a siba for the neder. It's magbil, the when of the ma'isa. He has to do it within 30 days, within 12 months. Hinei sham yifshal l'shtamesh begeder de ones rachmana patrei. רק כשהוא אונס בעצם המעשה. There you can only come on to אונס when he's אונס on the עצם מעשה. Then you can say, oh, he's אונס. So it's not considered that he was over on his nether. אבל לא במקום שהוא אונס רק בחלק מהזמן. But not in a case where he's only an אונס on part of the time. בישלם, כשהוא אונס בכל הזמן from beginning to end, that's אונס בעצם המעשה, he couldn't do the מעשה. Because סוף סוף, there's a גבול, and the זמן he could do this מעשה, and he wasn't able to do it the entire time. מטעם אונס. But when he's only אונס in part of the time, even if this part is the end, you can't say Onus Rachmana Patri. Onus Rachmana Patri means that it brings no results. There are no outcomes. Because it's not the time that brings the outcomes. This sof sof. Lo azman hu mevi et ha-totsa'ot. El hu mishamesh rak b'tor e-matai. The time doesn't bring the outcome. The time only tells you when it is. So if the time would bring the outcome, then you can come onto a tainus onus. But when the time is mishamesh rak b'tor e-matai, it's as like the Agon HaMechaber says elsewhere, that it's a zman ha-magbil, not a zman ha-goyrim, not a sibah. So there you can't use tainus onus. Because if this man would bring totsa'ot, then if there was an onus in part of the time, then we would say this man remains, the matzah remains as it is. And we take it because the onus means that we say that if there's an onus, we say that things remain as they were. But that's if the time is the goyrim. But here, and that's when 12 months, and the tanai of 12 months, what he's saying is that all 12 months, I have to not come willingly. So if there's an onus at any time, even if the onus is only at the end, so he wasn't Makayim the Tanai, and the Mela things remain as they are. And it's only because ain't onus begitten that the get is a good get, otherwise the get wouldn't be a good get. They'd remain married. But here, you can't come on to onus Rachmana Patre, i.e., that because of onus, there's no totsos. Because this man doesn't bring the totsos. It's only a b'tor im matai. B'kitzur, yesh hevdel bein zman shebarak v'samen et ha'im matai shel ha'peula, b'eze meshach zman yitzecha le'asot, u'bein zman shu ba'atzmo mesabev et ha'por yotze. So if this man is mesabev the por yotze, then you can use the tainus onus, and then the matzav remains as it was before. But if this man is barak v'samen et ha'im matai shel ha'peula, there, unless the onus is for the entire time, then he's mamish onus ala ma'isabed. If he's not honest the entire time, then you cannot use tainus oines. And therefore, Agud is correct in saying Shadam Shanadala Sodabar Batoch Le'amid Yom Uviyom Adimishlam Zmana Nena Zimna Nenas. That's not called an ones, because here This is just a hagbalah, it's an emasai, that he has to do this within 30 days. And if there was an onus on part of the time, that's not considered an onus, because the time isn't the goreim. If the time is the goreim, the time is what brings the totsa'ot, so then you can make a tain of onus and say things remain as they were. But here the time, It's not the time that's the goreim. It's just the time that's magbil. It has to do within 30 days. Unlike the case of the get, where there he's making a tenai in the get, and there the zman is the zman goring. So therefore, in theory, if we would say yesh onis begitten, even an onus at the end would be considered an onus. Because when there's an onus in the time, then that's considered an onus, and then things remain as they were. So when it comes to a get, im lo basi mikabi abeis chodesh kol hazman hazeh from beginning to end, is a siba of kiyum atinai. Every second of every day, if he doesn't come, that's the siba for being a valid get. But when he says, I'm going to do a pula within 30 days, every second of every day is not a siba for anything. He's just saying he's limited. He has to do this ma'isa within 30 days. And therefore, since the zman is not a siba, the whole zman is not a siba, therefore he has no tainus onus. The zman isn't bringing the totzos. By the get, the zman is bringing the outcome, that he didn't come every second of those 12 months. So if there's an onus on part of that time, it's a valid onus. But here, he's not making a tenai that every second. He's just saying, I'm limited. I'm limited. Within 30 days, I have to be mekayim this maisa. I have to mekayim this neder. I have to do this maisa. So there, you can only come on to ones when he's ones rachman apatre, when he's ones be'etzem ha-maisa. But not if he's ones be'chelek me'azman. Because the zman isn't what brings the totzos. Because again, it's only a zman magbil. It's only a zman... when it has to be done. So when it has to be done, so every second doesn't have significance, it's just limiting it to this time frame. So you view the whole time frame, you say, oh, he didn't do it, so he wasn't Makayim is neder. And if there's an onus in part of the time, it doesn't matter if there's onus in part of the time, because so part of the time he could have done it. So he isn't considered completely honest, and the fact that there's honest on part of the time doesn't bother us. So you can only make a tainus onus on time when the time is the goyrim, but here the time isn't the goyrim. Here the time is just when it's supposed to be done. But when it comes to marriage, every second is part of the tanai of the get. Every second he's not coming is part of the tanai that makes the get a good get. So that's the Siba Richta Bizman. She is man mukbal viyadu le tabuta Siba. So is all the time a Siba Goremis. So the answer is, when it comes to a get, yes. And when it comes to the Nedir Shaila, or the Batei Reichom Shaila, the answer is no. It's not a Siba Goremis. So obviously this is a very, very big topic, this whole inyan of Onas Rachman Apatre and Onus Biyom Acharon. And elsewhere, Rabbeinu gives a different teretz to the Kasha. He's mechalek between Siba or Heyader Siba. Ayen le'el b'midah bet ot lamed hey. And hopefully, nachzov in shne perek zeh. We've already discussed it in the past. We'll hopefully talk about it more in the future. And there he brings Reb Chaim in Ha'aris. Shegam holech b'derech zu. Ubiyer tachiluk shel Rabbeinu Kan. Bein tenai shu al-chelek me'azman. Shaz yechashev ones rak b'mayenuz kol hazman. Hashem kesorich et kol hazman. וכגון כמו באמנת שתמשי את אבא גימל שנים, וזה כל החלק נצרך לקיום התנאי ודאי נצרך רגע לאחר. So if you need the entire time, then onus of one rega is enough, but if you don't need the entire time, you don't need a kiyum the entire, in other words, but if you say, I'm an astish, to shamshi at the Abba Gimel Shanim, on the condition that you serve my father for 3 years, he has to serve for the entire 3 years. There, every second counts. Or a tenai that you have to do something within a certain time frame. There, you have to have been honest the entire time. So, that's like the chilek of Rabbeinu here, and this midah is a very, very long midah, like all of his midas. You should all have good long midas. And Mirtz Hashem, Nachmanamshich b'li neder. Lamodu lamed l'shmo v'lasot l'kemet kol divrei Talmud Torato be'ahava. And please stay tuned for more niflos rabos v'gidolos v'atzumos mitayras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.